Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name is Dave, and our guest today is Dr. Kate Rayon-Blew, naturopathic doctor and the author of the book, Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox. And doctor, before the break, we were talking about vitamin K2 and its importance within the body, and we're starting to get on the topic of bone and heart health. What is the significance of K2 relative to those two? I know they go hand in hand, don't they?
They do, actually. The reason why many people began taking calcium supplements in the first place is because they're concerned around their bone health, either being proactive or they've already been told they have osteopenia or osteoporosis. And that's a condition in which there is low bone mineral density, as we say. In other words, calcium's missing from the bone. And because calcium is missing from the bone, we take a supplement. But we have to keep in mind that although calcium is missing from the bone in osteoporosis, it's not calcium's fault. And in fact, taking additional calcium is pretty limited in its benefits because we have lots of calcium in the body all the time. It's a matter of getting it and keeping it in the right place. And this is where vitamin K2 comes in. So, in fact, the bone is made up quite a bit, in addition to the minerals that are in there, of protein. And it's that protein matrix that's supposed to be keeping the calcium in its place that's not doing its job when osteoporosis sets in. So vitamin K2 will activate the proteins in the bone so they will attract and retain calcium the way that they should. And so it's really less a matter of sufficient calcium intake as it is to get and keep that calcium in the right place.
So K2, when it's not present, these proteins are not activated. Therefore, any calcium is not getting allocated correctly.
Exactly. It's kind of hit or miss. I mean, as I was saying before, vitamin D will help you absorb calcium. It does other things for the bone as well, but the big one is it increases calcium absorption. But then it has no control over whether that calcium actually reaches the bone, and that's where vitamin K2 comes in.
Okay. I'm just trying to formulate this question here, but so if it's not going to the bone, it's going to the soft tissues. Typically, it's going into the arteries. Mm-hmm. That's adding to the plaque. That's adding to cardiovascular. We know that every 7 minutes in Canada, there's a heart attack. Mm-hmm. 30% of the deaths of both men and women are heart. And 50% of first heart attacks are fatal.
That's right. Yeah, though the statistics are grim. This is a widespread problem, which reflects in part. I mean, there's a number of factors at play here, but a big one that has been overlooked is the low vitamin K2, whose job it is to make sure calcium doesn't end up clogging our arteries, because we have always needed to deal with this. We always have calcium circulating in our body. We need it for our muscles to contract, for example, for our heart to beat. That needs to be there. But it does have a tendency to then deposit into areas like blood vessels if vitamin K2 is not there to do its job.
And yet K2 will also remove the calcium from the plaque.
Is that correct? Right. So clinical trials have shown that K2 will reduce the presence of arterial calcifications, which are a very strong predictor of your risk of heart disease. Even for individuals who may not have clogged arteries per se, hardening of the arteries, so it's a literal stiffening of the blood vessels that can happen with age because calcium is building up on the elastic tissues in the skin. Clinical trials have shown that vitamin K2 will reduce this, will increase arterial flexibility, help the arteries be soft and flexible again, and it has a number of other benefits in terms of improving plaque stability. So if there is atherosclerosis there, it's less likely to rupture and cause a heart attack. So there's a several different mechanisms by which vitamin K2 is helpful for heart health. So for people, for example, who have been told they have high cholesterol and they're worried about their risk of heart disease, cholesterol is, there's been a lot of focus around it, but it's not a very good predictor of whether or not you're going to have a heart attack, because that ultimately depends on how much plaque is building up in the arteries, which is actually not well correlated with cholesterol itself.
Is vitamin K2 safe? I mean, how much can we take?
Good question. Yes, very safe. As a matter of fact, it doesn't have the toxic potential that we see with vitamins A or D, the other fat-soluble vitamins. There have been a number of studies from many different angles showing it is very safe. There is, in fact, no upper limit, not to say that you need to take a lot of it, but they've done studies with people on very, very high amounts, both people and animals, showing it is safe. And the only contraindication, you can say, is for people on the drug warfarin. For those individuals, vitamin K2 will counteract the medicine, and then their dose will be increased to compensate. So I wouldn't call it dangerous per se, but it just simply is not useful in those cases.
Warfarin's a blood thinner.
Yes, warfarin, Coumadin is a blood thinner, but other blood thinners do not interact with vitamin K2. So
just the warfarin should have that warning to it. Other thinners are okay.
Right, so people taking aspirin or any other type of blood thinner is not a concern.
Now, there's almost a triangular effect with vitamin A, D, and K2. Can you explain that to us?
That's right. You know, no nutrient works in isolation. We love to hear about the super nutrient, but in fact, they work in concert. We've already talked a lot about the connection between vitamin K2 and D, and certainly anybody who has been taking vitamin D really needs to know about vitamin K2. And similarly, vitamin A participates there. The analogy I use sometimes is like vitamins A and D are like the brakes and the gas on your car. And I guess K2 in that analogy is the engine or the motor. So these do work together.
Now, your book, I've read it. You talk about not knowing about K2. I read that and thought, man, where have I been? I know the listeners. I've talked to a few people on the way, since knowing we were going to do this show. Have you heard of K? Well, I've sort of heard of K. Well, do you know anything about it? No. And there's a lot of us that are out there. Who should be reading your book, Doctor?
Anybody, first of all, who is concerned around bone health and heart health. Anybody who's taking calcium supplements, anybody who's taking vitamin D supplements absolutely needs to know this information. And people who also have health concerns, cancer, anybody who's planning a family, lots of important information, prenatal, dental, oral health concerns. Vitamin K2 can provide the missing piece to the puzzle of health for all these people. So it's really, the book is a worthwhile read for that kind of information.
And those other areas, like, you talked about those other ailments and health issues what you just mentioned there, we're going to talk about that in our next show. That'll be in February, and we're going to delve into that a little further because this show is part one of two. But, Doctor, I just want to thank you for coming today and sharing your information. Any final comments on vitamin K2 and the calcium paradox before we close the show off?
Well, that if you've been struggling with the health concerns that we talk about, that this may be that aha moment that can help turn things around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for being with us, and you'll be back next month, and we'll pick it up where calcium K2 is that essential nutrient for our overall health of our body.
Great, Dave. I look forward to it.
All right. Sounds good. So as mentioned, K2 and any of the supplements that we mentioned today can be found at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. You can visit our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com, for all our in-store information and our What's New page for helpful insights to maintain and improve your health. Also our radio show page where you can re-listen to this presentation and any previous shows. And at our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com. So take advantage of our everyday low prices at The Healthy Habit, where we help you to help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong, one step at a time.